This is Radio 2, the time just after 2 minutes past two.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the next program, here is the end of the next program, in case you have to go out before the end of the next program. Thank you. And now here is the next program.
Hello, Kiki. Hello, Kiki. Hello. Hello, Kiki.
Good evening, and welcome to Hello, Cheeky. If you have just tuned in, you will have missed an announcement which preceded this program, which went as follows.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the next program, here is the end of the next program, in case you have to go out before the end of the next program.
What is all this about? Apparently the producer got this note from the controller of programs.
See, two egg rolls and a custard tart for Barbara. What's all that about?
I think it's code.
But what does it mean?
It means,
ladies and gentlemen, before the next program, here is...
And now, I should like to sing you the hit number from my new musical based on the love life of Lady Hamilton and Lord Nelson. I'm wishing for my one-eyed love. Hello.
Hello, I'm Stanley, a statistician from Staines.
Full time?
No, I'm not at the time. I've been working the phone.
What are you ringing about?
I'm ringing to say that was the 24th Lord Nelson joke you've done on your programme.
Oh, do you keep records?
Yes.
Have you got Max Bybridge singing cabaret?
Yes.
Serves you right.
Oh. I'm sorry, chap. I know it's a bit unusual, but at this point in the programme, I'd like to make a religious appeal.
Go on, then.
For God's sake, tell my wife I was with you last night.
Where were you?
Well, it's a long story. I've got this friend who runs a disco at Purley. The bloke who manages it was at school with a cousin of mine, you know, Alex, the one who gets that funny rap. Anyway, I have to...
We interrupt this boring story to take you over to a meanwhile.
Meanwhile, in Soho, two naughty ladies are talking.
Hello, Lou. How's business?
Picking up.
Someone else? Oh, here's one. Got any gum, chum?
Which phrase leads us naturally enough to this next vignette in which an erstwhile American serviceman makes a sentimental journey.
Hi there, gentlemen. I'm from the States. I come back to take a look at this garbage dump where I wasted 3 years during the war.
What did he say, Willie?
Says he's been here before.
Oh. What a dump. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no entertainment. Of all the crummy one-horse joints I've ever been in, this is the worst.
What did he say, Willie?
Said he didn't enjoy it, not.
Oh. Only person who saved our sanity was a broad who lived in a house on the hill. What a wild chick. She threw parties that went on for 3-4 days. Strip poker, nude bathing. He must have made time with every guy on the base. What a broad.
What did he say, Willie?
Does he know his mother?
Well, I was with his wife, all above board. I've known her for years. But he had a bit of trouble with a car, you see. Slugs, I think, or carburetor. Anyway, he...
And now, here are Mr. and Mrs. Devere Hellespont, who will show us some things to do with empty wine bottles.
Oh! Ooh. Oh! Ooh.
And now here is Mr. Devere Hellespont, bleeding a lot, but this isn't very good radio. We take you over to Harwood Parsonage, where the Bronte sisters are rehearsing their act.
Come on, Bramble, join in.
Play that pistol down, babe. Play that pistol down.
What's going on in here? Fair enough of this frivolity. If you lot, I want you to hear my sermon for next Sunday.
When I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. When I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament.
When I see the tray, I see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I see the cross, I see the cross, I see the cross.
We interrupt that explosion to bring you a news flash. Oh, they're getting better. Police in Dover today said that there had been serious erosion of cliffs. Cliff later denied this and said he was in the best of health. He then sang Living Doll to the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Here is another news flash. Sorry about that, I'm not as young as you used to be. Due to a mix-up of dressing rooms at the television centre last night, Rod Hull finished the evening with his hand up Brit Eklund's jumper and Rod Stewart announced his engagement to Emu.
Now, once again, we present Hello Cheeky's definitive dictionary. This week's word, stagnate.
Stagnate.
what a posh fellow has on the eve of his wedding.
And now, here is our quick quiz.
Who? Him.
Correct. And now, here is an Irish wolfhound with his impression of Dana. Oh, I'm sorry, it is Dana. Hello, dear. And what are you going to sing? Time for another quick quiz.
Where?
There.
Wrong.
Thank you. Now, those of you old enough to remember the war will recall a great comic of that era, Timothy Helliwell Don't Do That, Hulk. Ever wondered what became of him?
No.
Shut up. Recently, a bulldozer knocked over a knitting hut in Chesterfield, and there he was under a pile of blankets. And so, here he is making his first broadcast in 30 years, Timothy Helliwell Don't Do That, Hulk.
Thank you. Evening, everybody. I woke up the other morning. I said to the wife, what's for breakfast? Dried eggs, I'll be bound. Helliwell, don't do that. Two fire watches on the roof. One said it's nice tonight. The other said it's nice any night. But here comes the warden with a talk. Helliwell, don't do that. It's a little lad. You know it's a little lad. Not laughing now. They caught him at Stalingrad with his trousers down. Helliwell, don't do that. But never mind, because your best friend is your mother.
Get him off. Bring back the bulldozer, then.
Helliwell, don't do that.
Next week, Lena Zavaroni talks about Lord Haw-Haw. And now, Carrot of the Week. Many of our listeners have sent us in carrots in a variety of shapes, some of which we have sent to the Vice Squad. This week's winner is Mrs. Penelope Club Sandwich, and here she is with her prize-winning carrot. Good evening, Mrs. Club Sandwich.
Call me Cheese and Chutney.
Ah, good evening, Cheese and Chutney.
Mrs.
Cheese and Chutney.
Cheese and Chutney, Mrs.
I see. Now, Club Sandwich is a very unusual name.
Yes, our name was Atkinson, but we changed it to Club Sandwich by deed poll.
Oh, why?
Well, when we got married, my husband was in Sandwich, and I
was in my... Yes. Now, your carrot.
No, Cheese and Chutney.
No, I mean your prize-winning carrot. It's the most unusual shape.
Yes. If you hold it up this way, it's like General de Gaulle.
Used to be.
This way, it's like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. And this way, it's like... Hey, good lord. Oh, I haven't noticed.
What do you think you'll do with your prize?
What is it?
A year's free entry to an abattoir in Doncaster.
I shall give it to our local charity, the St. Cheeseburger Home for the Incurably Poor.
And as an additional bonus, you get to announce the next meanwhile.
Oh, very well, big boy. Meanwhile, in a western township in the shade of Gary Cooper...
Listen, stranger, you're blowing this town from nowhere before anybody can bat an eye. You're taking over the whole town. You're running all the operations, made yourself the boss of the whole caboodle. What's the big idea?
So when a man's retired, he's got to have a hobby.
Hi, fans. Dennis, the high spot of the evening king here. I should like to announce a misprint in the last edition of my newsletter. It should have read, for those of you interested in fashion, my wife has a couple of great tips. Anyway, don't do that. For those of you asking about my latest compositions, I've done A Day at the Seaside, What I Would Do If I Were Queen, and The Life Story of a Penny. However, the last one didn't come out too good, as it was the first time I'd done real writing. So the wife took it to the chemist, and he gave her a headache powder. And here it is.
I'm a very old pantomime demon. The height of my heyday is past. I once had a fork for each day of the week, but now I am down to my last. It's sad for a pantomime demon when nobody wants him to leave. In the old days, by simply just packing my book, I could get flame and smoke going up to the roof. Now all I can manage is one tiny fork. I'm a very old pantomime demon. I'm a very old pantomime demon. I'm getting behind with the rent. My nice pointed tail's getting blunt at the end, and both of my horns have gone bent. No one wants a pantomime demon when he can't produce sulfur on tap. I sit with my memories, and sadly I miss a thousand odd children to goo and to miss. If I wasn't so extinct, I'd go out on the toot. I'm a very old pantomime demon.
of the night, and I said, what's through there? And she said, it's a wine press. And in all innocence, I swear, I said, let's have a look and everything.
Meanwhile, in a gay bar, two quite good friends are talking.
Well, I think he's very good in those Kent County films, and I loved him doing those funny voices in the Goon shows, but I don't think you could call him a good dramatic actor.
No, Cyril, I said I love sailors.
Oh.
Hello?
Get up, make Jim, get me a resident friend.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
How can I be a dramatic actor when you hold me up to ridicule?
He wonders again.
Crumble me, Nadgers, you're a good lad.
Who is that?
Paul Schofield.
I worked with him once. Has nothing. I once did a season with the National.
Yes, sir.
Assistant. They were hard days. I once lived for 4 days on half a crown.
What happened?
Got giddy from the lack of food and fell off. hello. I'm part of the rather unusual ventriloquial app. I wonder if you could give us an audition and possibly a use it in your program.
What's unusual about it?
I'm the dummy.
Oh. Where's the ventriloquist?
No, he's out there. Come in, Arnold.
Hello. I've just had a couple of gears and another couple of gears and then...
His head's fallen off again. I will call back later.
My head's
fallen off. I know
it's head. Good afternoon, listeners. I greet you just 5 minutes before the start of the next race, and with me is Jeff Spigot. Jeff, how are you feeling?
Pretty confident, Mervyn. I've got a great car, great tuned mechanic, made a few modifications, cut down on wind resistance, give us more speed on the bend, and the car's handling well. I feel I have every chance of winning.
I must say, listeners, I'm bound to agree with him, as this is the 2:30 Kempton Park. And they're off.
Pardon me, boy. Is this the dad who can shoot you?
No, it's the 8 o'clock to leave.
Bloody hell, I am lost.
Well, I must remember, on the way home, I've got to call at the family planning clinic.
Why?
I think they've drawn the wife wrong.
I've got to go to the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children.
Why?
My mother keeps writing me poison pen letters. Meanwhile, in a garret in Montmartre, overlooking Toulouse-Lautrec, for the new dozen.
Monsieur Raven, have you finished that bonheur yet?
Yes.
Well, could you do a pair of flared trousers for the man at number 27?
And do you know, ladies and gentlemen, he did. So now, for the first time on radio, I should like to play you Ravel's immortal, A Pair of Flared Trousers. Oh, sorry, one of the fly buttons came off. So instead, here is the music motoring flash. There's a traffic jam outside Birmingham. It must be really hell, this weather. So... follow the outer ring road, Dennis. Follow the outer ring road, Dennis. Follow.
Dennis, don't get stoppy with me, mate. I've been asked to sing on the 9 o'clock news with Angela Ripoff.
Rip on.
Leave me alone with my boyish dream.
All right, we'll go find her. And now, here is a fireman from King's Langley who has just been awarded the Margaret Thatcher Award for sheer stupidity. Would you like to tell us about it, Fireman Hulk?
Well... this emergency call came through, and all the other lads were in the cock and wallet. So I drove to the house alone, saturated it with water, broke the door down with an axe, and carried all the family to safety.
Why did you get the stupidity award?
The call was about a cat up a tree.
with her skirt tapped in the door and me locked in the loo, when the phone went, she tried to go and answer it, but I mentioned the lights had changed. Anyway, it's not important.
Home hints for the handyman, number 12A.
Why 12A?
Oh, I've got this little thing.
Answer the question. Oh, never mind, I'll do it. Home hints for the handyman, number 13.
See, I told you. Home hints for the handyman, number 12A.
Hello, folks. Home hints for the handyman, number 35.
How to make a bent wood chair.
Take an ordinary wood chair and introduce it to a foot. Kimo Chavi, what happened?
Well, Tomo, 6 of them had me pinned down in the canyon, and I only had this one bullet. I figured that if I could fire at the cliff face, the bullet would ricochet at the right angle. The spark would set fire to the undergrowth, the fire would burn through the dead trees, so the tree would fall on the telegraph wires, the wires would drop onto the cabin, and they'd all be electrocuted.
Did it work, Kim or Shelby?
No, I missed the cliff.
Next week, the Lone Ranger and Tonto dance Latin American for the Northeast and throw all their spangles on Terry Wogan.
Meanwhile, in a ladies' lingerie shop next to the translation of the French Nickel.
Morning, excuse me. Do you have a black lace brassiere size 38D cup?
Yes, sir.
Well, could you fill it for me? I'll call back later.
I've got a photograph of Vera Lynn at home. When there's nobody about, I close the door and look at it. All in black lace undies.
Vera Lynn?
No, me.
I've got a new hobby, you know. I collect coins.
Oh, are you a numismatist?
No, he's a mean swine.
Oh, I'm a mean swine?
Well, I said.
Oh, that's all right. I thought you said I was a numismatist.
No, that was Tim.
Oh, you mean Tim's a numismatist?
Tim's a numismatist.
Is he a mean swine?
Who's a mean swine?
I am. I collect coins, you know.
That Smart Exchange is in this week's Exchange and Smart.
Actually, Dalton's Weekly.
Is he poor swine?
Hello, Cheeky's Who's Who in Literature.
Jane Austen, author of Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, and inventor of the motor car.
Solo, a nice girl, but we don't talk about her.
Ernest Hemingway, an American author who insisted on tackling masculine pursuits and then writing about them. There's a theory he did this to prove his virility. Warren Beatty's found a better method, but he doesn't write books about it.
Frederick Forsyth, phenomenally successful author, who has only written 3 books, all of which have been enormous successes. A close relative said, "Did he do well?"
T.S. Eliot, avant-garde playwright and poet of the 20s and 30s, whose deliberately obscure style caused a certain amount of controversy, also known as the chocolate-coloured coon.
Next week, Kevin Flimsy Pretext will be here, taking a look at Midshipman Easy and saying, "Hello, sailor."
We just had a phone call from an astrologer in Harrogate who wanted to know what we were born under. Tim said Leo, John for the blanket, and I for the cloud. He then shouted Mars on the cusp, and Dad's not too pleased about it.
And so as Jupiter is in the ascendant and music is in the decline, it's time for a song. So here is Happy Families with me, but with any King Leo.
My mother does a milk round for the mafia. My sister does a turn that's rather good. My brother is a miner for a gang boss, and little Billy's gonna be a hood. My granny runs protection at the sideline, and granddad once hijacked the meals on wheels. My auntie buys us blackmail as a hobby, and runs some phony charity appeals. I've got the 3 convictions now for arson. The baby's just been dumped for Nicky Lead. But I just keep a sweet shop, I'm a failure. I think that I'd be better off, I know that I'd be better off, I'm sure that I'd be better off just dead.
That's better. What with the darkness and the butter on the kitchen floor, I fell on top of her. Well, she'd already had a skirt ripped off. I told you that, didn't I? Well, at that moment, honestly, crashed through the kitchen door 2 policemen. Well, what do you say? I didn't know what to
say. Hello, Cheeky's Postbag. This week, Tim opens some of your letters and gives himself a hernia. He's undernourished, that lad.
Dear Hello, Cheeky, I am a stranger to your country, and having just heard your program, I'm going to keep it that way.
Dear Hello, Cheeky, could you tell me if it's true that this old hearty has had a racehorse named after him? If so, would it be possible for the racehorse to appear on television and this old to be locked up in a stable?
Ah, here's one for you, John. Dear John Duncan, I notice you sometimes do little poems on Hello, Cheeky. Any chance of writing some for you, as I'm always on the lookout for a few extra bob? Yours, John Betjeman.
Here's Dr. Postbag to bring you a newsflash. After lunching at the Savoy Hotel today, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Mr. Dennis Healy, gave the waiter a 75p tip and a tax demand for £1.
And now, Squires and Tarts and the girls from Darlington with the spot, here is my impression of an elephant playing tennis with an idiot.
A minute, he hit the ball 3 times.
I told you he was an idiot.
Very well. In that case, here is my impression of the entire London Symphony Orchestra rehearsing a Rachmaninoff concerto.
I didn't hear anything.
It was a tea break.
Very well. Here is my impression of a... You'll never make it.
One of that? Cop it.
Told you so.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present a story of that grit, determination, and pioneer spirit so beloved of real men everywhere. Wagon Ho to Sheffield.
The story of a brave group of people who made the impossible journey, seeking peace and freedom they hoped to find in the wide open spaces of Sheffield.
Following the advice of Horace Greeley when he said, "Go north, young man."
He said west.
That's his face.
That's another good reason.
The journey was made possible by the bravery of one man, Big Jim Rudiman.
Our story starts in the snug of the Cock and Wallace.
You're out of your mind, Mr. Seersucker. Take 20 tons of curry powder clear across country to Sheffield. You'll never get it past Birmingham.
Why?
Indians. There's only one man who dare make that trip, Big Jim, and here he's come now.
How can you tell?
Just all his knees go past the window. Hi there, Jim. You like flirting with death.
Yeah, well, the way I figure it, you can't get death pregnant.
Mr. Seersucker here wants someone to take some curry powder to Sheffield.
There's a party of beleaguered Pakistanis up there who went out 4 days ago. They've been living on shepherd pie ever since.
I say a man's got to do what a man's got to do. What do you say, Jim?
Any money in it?
Yeah.
I say a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
They shook hands over the deal. Found they quite liked it. Had a couple of street shows and went to the pictures together. The following morning, as Jim was loading his wagon, Mr. Rudiman, he going north.
Yep.
Wonder if the wife and kids and I could tag along. Just need protection. Won't be no trouble.
Can you use a tire lever?
Reckon so. Why?
Because we might have some trouble with the meat pies at Peterborough.
Oh.
What do you want to go north for, stranger?
I was a junior government minister, but I had to leave.
They fire you?
No, they wanted me to be a senior government minister.
Okay, let's get started and we'll hit the trail.
Mr. Rudiman, Mr. Rudiman.
Hi, Sam, it's me acting again. Another little gem from the master.
I got some passengers in my cab who want to go north. Can we come along with you?
Who are they?
Well, there's a drunken doctor, a pregnant lady, a crooked banker, a tart with a heart of gold, a mysterious half-breed, two strangers, and a puff called Morris.
Who's playing all of them?
You are.
Oh, cool.
I'll be driving.
But you're just a kid.
Thank God this is radio. And so our intrepid band prepared to set off. But just as they were about to leave, another vehicle cut across their path. It was a 1956 Ford Consul, repainted in green, yellow, and black, with white wall tires, curtains in the rear window, and two of those little nodding dogs. The driver approached Big Jim.
Hello there. I understand you're going to the north. Mind if me and my family tag along, going to see with relatives?
Where?
Blackpool.
That's it. We ain't going that way, but you can tag along until Spaghetti Junction, and you'll have to fork off to the left.
Yeah.
Okay. Wagon roll!
They stopped to pick up water from a motorway cap, where they called it tea. Nightfall found them relaxing in a saloon on the outskirts of Boom City, Leicester.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Josiah Cohan. You're a few little things. Can I sit by you? What's your name?
Ellie May.
This should be fun.
More fun over here, Doc. I'm Agnes Doug.
Listen, Doc. I'm in charge of this wagon train. I don't want you tangling with any of the local women.
You can't show to me that way.
If I can't listen. Listen, Doc, I'm in charge of this.
No, I mean, you can't run my life. Go for your gun.
Oh! Oh, you got me. Agnes never will again.
Stranger, if you're going to tangle with the law, you'd better get out of town.
You mean I just shot the sheriff's girl?
No, you just shot the sheriff. We didn't interfere with his private life.
Come on, everybody. Let's get out of town.
On they rode. But in the car behind Jim's wagon, all was not well.
Yes, mate? We can't have any more children.
But Enoch, I want another one.
We can't.
Why can't we?
Because I can't drive and...
Get the wagons in a circle!
What's happened?
We're being attacked by Indians. Can't you hear the war drums?
Pop-a-dum, pop-a-dum, pop-a-dum.
The
5 days they were beleaguered. Men lay dead, dying, and being written out of the script.
They're galloping away. Does that mean they're giving up?
Nope, they never give up. Not as long as you can hear their war drums.
Sorry.
Pop-a-dum. The chiefs are riding down here for a powwow. See him? The tall and precious figure in the navy blue suit astride the moped.
Greetings and salutations. I am Chief Onion Budgie, B.A. Calcutta Sales. We would be most happy to be allowing you to pass through if you would be giving us your curry consignment for my wife's birthday party.
20 tons.
We've invited some friends.
Sorry, Chief. I have my pride.
Very well. Let the battle commence. Tambourine!
Jim, the curry wagon's on fire.
You stay here. I'll try and get to it before the flames reach the petrol.
We interrupt this program to bring you a motoring flash. Motorists just south of Birmingham are advised to look out for a 12-acre curry. Birmingham police advise them to drive with caution and please not to stop and dip their bread in it. That is the end of the motoring flash. And now, back to...
Goodbye, Chiefy. Goodbye, Chiefy. Lincoln. Sayonara, Chief Head. Hello, Chief Citizen, book by John Duncan and Barry Cryer. Music by the Remington Trio, script by John Duncan and Barry Cryer. The program produced by Bob Oliver Rudley. You see, the upshot of it was, I found myself there at 4 o'clock in the morning and... sorry. Did you want to say something?
Just that you can hear a repeat of that program on Saturday at 7:02 on Radio 2.